Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and the Citizens ease their way into a fourth successive EFL Cup semi-final after thrashing Arsenal 4-1 at the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday night. Gabriel Jesus, Riyad Mahrez, Phil Foden and Aymeric Laporte were all on the score sheet for Pep Guardiola's side, and Pep was delighted after the game to see his side advance through, and he was also pleased to see them score four goals as well, given City's relative struggles in front of goal so far this season. Elsewhere, Guardiola has also backed former City coach Mikel Arteta to be a successor at Arsenal. The pressure is mounting on the Gunners' boss following the defeat to City, their sixth in 11 games across all competitions. Guardiola, though, feels his former number two is the man to turn things around in North London, and he believes the club will back him, saying, "I'm pretty sure they are going to trust him. They will do a big mistake if they are thinking of dismissing him." Finally, and it's good news for City in terms of Kevin De Bruyne, as it is believed the Belgium international is close to signing a new contract with the club that will see him remain at the Etihad Stadium until the summer of 2025. It is reported the 29-year-old feels confident that his future at City will be sorted soon. It is believed he will earn a small pay increase on what he currently earns, which is believed to be around £300,000 per week. It will be big news as well for City that they are able to tie down the former Chelsea star, who has been pivotal to Pep Guardiola's side over recent years. That's all for now. We'll have more later.